Okay, this week's parsha, we also have Tezriah Mitzora. In Chutzlaritz, they still have Shmini this week. Tezriah Mitzora, we have the story of the nega, some kind of affliction that happens on the on a house or on a person. So there's an interesting din that where you sprinkle the blood, that we sprinkle the blood, when it comes to a neg on the house, we sprinkle it on the door. And it's a well-known medrash, it's Gemara, Rashi tells you it also, that you know why you all this is the Tara process for the nega? Because why did the person get the nega? Because somebody came to him to borrow something or to ask for some money, and he said, I don't have it. And really that wasn't true, and why didn't he not have it, or why did he not offer it, or agree to give it, or lend it? Was because he was being stingy and stubborn, but stingy. He didn't want to share. He didn't want to give from the largesse and the shefa bounty that he had to share it with others. And therefore, you know what his punishment was? He got a nega, so part of the house gets knocked down, and all this stuff comes outside. And everybody goes, you didn't want to lend me that thing? Because you didn't have one. Well, it turns out you do have one. And look how embarrassed, and everything he has is now open to the public. Everybody sees it. There's no privacy for all this stuff, and the truth comes to light. Well, that's what we know about the sprinkling blood of the Mashkof. So the Meshech Chachma tells us the same is true about the person. Because why did the person get a nega? Why does he get his tzaras or his nega adam? And the answer is because we know it's for Lashon Hara. Well, what do we know about Lashon Hara? Like Mark Subas tells us that Hashem gave us fingers that fit perfectly in our ears so that if we don't want to hear Lashon Hara, you know what we could do? We could put our fingers in our ears. So you know what? Mida keneged mida, just like that person we said was stingy with the stuff in his house and therefore we sprinkled the blood on his door and on his mashkof, so too here, this person didn't use his fingers properly to block out the Lashon Hara, so we sprinkled blood on his hand. So that idea is beautiful, except the Meshech Chachma points out that as nice as that sounds, we have a problem. What's the problem? Gemara Erechin tells us that there's actually 7 reasons why a person might get a nega. It's not just for Lashon Hara. The Gemara lists Lashon Hara, Shvichat Damim for murder, Ashvuat Shav for taking a false oath, Agiloy Arayot for licentiousness, al gasar ruach for being haughty, al gezel for stealing. So if nega adam isn't only about lashon hara, so then how are all of these connected to your hand? We said it all has to do with mida keneged mida. You didn't use your hand right to stick your fingers in your ears to block out the lashon hara. So how is this any mida keneged mida? Why is your whole body affected by all these chatayim that you could be doing? But says the Meshech Chachma, you know what? It is all related. Because why did you do all those chatayim? The fact that you were improperly, meaning this is a person who got a nega on his house, he got a nega on his body, so why did he have the nega on his house? We said because of his tzaradayin. He was being stingy. This is mine, not yours. I don't have to share it. I don't have it. And therefore, he can deny having it. So why did he do that? That wasn't, meaning, that might have been a factor in why this happened. But this person is himself being stingy. He's has tzaradayin. It wasn't like mida keneged mida for that one thing he denied. It's his whole act of taking him out of being part of the community, being antisocial, not caring about others. So because he's seen as uncaring, because he is not joining the company of his fellow human beings, as in the Lashon of Mesilas Yesharim, the Meshech Chachma doesn't quote the Mesilas Yesharim, but the Mesilas Yesharim talks about a chova on every person to be ma'urav v'mabriot. So we have to be involved in our fellow human beings. So that takes socializing with them. That takes being able to give and take from them. You borrow things, you lend things. That's normal. That's what we are supposed to be doing. This person who cordons himself off from the world, not lending things that he has, people need, and he hasn't. He has to lend it. So he is separating himself from society. And the Torah says, you're going to know that. You're going to know you're doing that. How are you going to know it? Because now, you instead of opting to dwell apart from society, you're going to be forced to it. And now you can't even hang out with anybody if you wanted to, because you have a nega. You have to go live alone. Says the Meshech Chachma, this actually explains a specific din when we have, when it comes to the halachas of korbanot. You know, we have a different korbanot. Some are set which korban you have to bring. But we also have korbanot that it depends how much money you have. A rich person brings this korban. A poor person, you know, a rich person might bring this animal, while a poor person might bring a bird. Sometimes they even bring a mincha, like they'll bring a flower offering. So you know what? Sometimes we might say, let's say a rich person brings a poor person's offering. Is he yotzei? Did he do his korban? Does he have to bring another korban? And we might say, yes, he's yotzei. He does not have to bring another korban. But you know, when it comes to tzarat, that's not the case. So why is that the case for the Metzora? That if a rich person brings a poor person's korban, he's not yotzei. And the answer, says the Meshech Chachma, is this yisod that we just explained. Since the whole root of his punishment is that he has tzaret ha'ayin, he is stingy, so then he hasn't done proper tshuva. How can he get over his having been a miser without springing for the full korban that's appropriate for somebody of his wealth? He is counting pennies and thinks he could get away with this much cheaper korban, so he hasn't solved the problem. He missed the whole point of the nega. The nega sent him out of the house, sent him out of the town, gave him negayim on his home, on his clothes, on his skin. Why? Because he was miserly. He was separating himself because he was so careful about his money, and now he's trying to get away with the cheaper korban. He certainly hasn't gotten the lesson. And therefore, normally we might say if a rich person brings a poor person's korban, no. Now he's not yotzei. In fact, according to some, he's over now on bringing chulin into the azara. Why? Because he hasn't gotten over the message of tzarat ayin. And this is the very important lesson that we're supposed to learn from this parsha, from these parsha, the Tazri Mitzvah, we're supposed to learn from the mitzvah of tzarat. The mitzvah of tzarat, yes, it may be about lashon hara, but it's also about tzarat ayin. Tzarat ayin is not just, it's not specifically about tzarat. Tzarat ayin is about being stingy and miserly and not wanting to share. But it's really, beyond that, about the root of all that. The root of all that is saying, I am my own. I don't need to be involved with other people. I have enough. I don't need anybody else. To heck with them. They have their own problems. No. The miser, we sprinkle on his blood, sprinkle the blood on his house, on his door, to give him the lesson. Your door needs to be open wider. And sometimes that lesson is even on his body, because he doesn't get it from the door, he needs it on his body too. The only way you're going to realize that you haven't been opening your door wide enough is that you are now, instead of opting not to be with other people, you are forced not to be with other people. So let us all remember this important lesson and open our doors wide.